So,
another
what? There was plenty by my seat there. Itmar. Oimer lechaveri. Amenasha in lecha alai oina. So I'm selling you an object. Amenas that there's no oina. Now let's just get one thing clear here. Before we start, we learned the sugya, I think it was the second or third week, of what happens when the lokeach knows and the moicher knows, they both know that they're, that, you know, I know that you know that it's overpriced. Or at least the lokeach knows that it's overpriced. The lokeach comes in, he knows good and well that he's being overcharged, and he's willing to buy it anyway.
Right.
Is that a mechila? So we learn then, except for the Bach, that the Rama brings down, not like the Bach, that it seems like it, that he still retains his right to be to have the tefillah of Aina. That case is different because you didn't make any condition. That case, the Moicher maybe knew that the Lekech knew that he was being overcharged, and the Lekech knew that he was being overcharged, but they didn't say anything. So I walk in, I know that the price should be this, Lemaisa, probably the price is that. That's not considered necessarily that I was Moichel because I didn't say anything. So maybe I have a cheshbon why I bought it. You know, I'm desperate. I'm really not Moichel. I'm really upset.
Get it for less.
Well, I'm really fuming. I'm upset at this, that this is what you're taking advantage of me, that I really have to pay this price. But I have no choice. So that's not called Mechila. Over here, he's saying a specific tenai, Amanas, She'in Lecha Alay Oinah. And here's the opposite. I don't know that I'm being overcharged necessarily. I mean, you're right. I'm just making a disclaimer. The guy's saying, listen, I don't want to hear from you. All sales final. I don't want to hear from you. If you're going to come to me with a tvi of Aina, I don't want to. If you're going to come to me with a tvi of Aina, I'm not interested. I'm an ass that all sales are final. You don't come back to me. There's no Aina. Now, I didn't tell you that there is Aina necessarily.
Right.
But if there is, I don't want to hear from you. Now, that should be a red flag, but that's...
When you hear that, you should definitely...
Yeah. That's enough to clear him of any...
Well, that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Rav Omar, no, yesh lo yalavana. You can't make such a tanai. And Shmuel says, ain lo yalavana. No, Shmuel says the tanai works. So the Gemara wants to say that this is a shayla, a general shayla in Shas, of masna mashakasa batayra. Are you allowed to make a tanai that goes against what the Torah says? So what's the classical example? That it's a machlokes, lema... Rav the Amar Kramayor, Shmuel the Amar Kramayuda, the Sanya, Ha'imer Le'isha, Ha'reyat Mekadeshesli, Amenash Ein Lecha Alay, Sherek Sosvayna. So you want to make a Kedushin, Amenash, that some of the basic chiyuvim of the husband to the wife, the monetary chiyuvim at least, of the husband to the wife, don't apply. So let's get married, but I don't have to support you, I don't have to give you a ksuva, I don't have to give you the proper clothing.
Right.
So,
great way to start off.
What?
But it's being very open. He tells her right from the beginning, it's up to her.
Right. At least there's good communication. You know?
Yeah, there's no communication.
So,
straight up. Cards on the table.
Yeah. So,
it's a jerk, but okay.
Fine. So, I'm not sharing the call, I share it with Svoy. Now, the Tanoi bottle. The Kedushin works. The Tanoi bottle. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the Tanai does not work and the Kedushin works. So, the Tanai. Rabbi Yudah says it does work. So that means that the Gemara wants to say Shmuel that says by Einah you can make such a tanai because Masnah Masha Kasa B'Torah if it's a Davar Shebe Mamoin works. And Rav holds Davar Shebe Mamoin, even a Davar Shebe Mamoin you can't make a tanai. So therefore the Einah remains. Okay. So now the Gemara says a very interesting line and this is very important. We have to concentrate on this following line. Amalach Rav. That means to say like this. I'm not allowed to go ahead and make a condition on the Torah. I'm not allowed to go ahead and say, like the Gemara in Makkah says, I'm not allowed to go ahead and say, I'm giving you a loan on the condition that Shvias does not apply to this loan. You know, Shemitah annuls all the loans at the end of the Shemitah year. So I can't give you a loan and say, I'm going to ask that Shemitah shouldn't kick in over here. You can't play around with the Torah. So you can't be Master Masha because of the Torah. The question is over here, B'davar Shebe Mamoin, maybe you could. Why? So we're going to go with an understanding now that the pshat is, because by davar shebe mamon, you're not really trying to say that the kiddushin should be a different kiddushin than every other kiddushin. You're not trying to do that. Really, all you're trying to say is, I'm in a kiddushin, I'm anas, that you, when we get married, should be moichel to me,
the monetary,
the she'er ksos v'ayna. That's the Rashba says, the shiksos. That I'm being moichel, that I'm anas, that you're moichel me. So therefore, I'm not really changing the Torah. I'm just making a condition that you should be moichel, whatever the Torah does say.
Can you now, I'm anas, that something's going to happen later?
It's a tanai.
I'm saying.
In the Kedushin. In the Kedushin. And tanai in the Kedushin, you should be moichel, this chiyuv.
That comes later.
Or whatever, now, later. Yeah.
There's no chiyuv now in the Kedushin.
It's before he proposes.
Okay, so it's for later, yeah. But you know this thing. So here also, by Aina, really what I'm doing is, I'm an ass, that you should be moichel to me, this is Pashup Shad, we'll see that some Achrayim argue with this, that I'm an ass, you should be moichel to me, the Tviya of Aina. So if you find out that there's Aina, you should be moichel to me, the Tviya of Aina. Okay, so Shmuel, that's let's say the simple pshat. So now Rav says, "Amalach Rav, I'm not damer afilu Rabbi Yehuda." Rav comes along and says, "I could hold a Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said that the kedushin works. That you can make a kedushin without shev ksus. Ad kan lekamer Rabbi Yehuda hasam ela diyada v'kamachla. Over there, she knows that she's gonna she comes to her the shev ksus and she's meichel now. Aval halcham miyada demachel." Over here, the lekeach doesn't know that there's ayna. Rashi says, yeah. "Who suffered the imbal ayna?" He doesn't. He thinks it's a fair price.
Right.
So you're asking me, I'm not that I should. I'm moichel to you any ayna. I don't know that there's anything to be moichel. So my mechila now is not serious. So
he
therefore,
doesn't know he's being overcharged.
He doesn't know he's being overcharged. So since mi yada de machal, so mamela, that's why it doesn't work. Okay.
You're saying the svara is not a serious mechila. Is that the svara?
What?
You're saying the svara is not a serious mechila.
So we have to see exactly what the svara is. But I'm explaining it according to one pshat.
If I ask you, please be machal, though I know. I'm saying, don't you know that I'm about to really?
No, I don't. If there is a not, no.
That, we said there was a
rash. Rashi says, "Iko I know who suffered
the
imbal I know."
The guy's
Kasher v'mais. So now.
He doesn't suspect
the other. That's a trick. I don't want to hear from you. You're going to come with me. You found some left field guy.
He's underselling.
You found some guy in left field or whatever. I'm not interested.
Does that also make it both ways? Or is it just one way?
Either way. Oh, no. Here we're talking about that the seller did it to the buyer. I don't know about that.
The seller gives him this condition. You can't come back.
It's final.
Right. But what if he sells him and goes, oh, my gosh, I sold it way too cheap. Can he go back to the guy and...
Not according to this. He can make a Tanai the other way, maybe. But the Lashon of this Tanai, the language of the Tanai here, is just to protect the seller from the buyer.
It's bilateral. It's unilateral.
Yeah, as of now, yeah. Okay, you could make it the other way. Anyway, so this is the Lashon of the Gemara, okay? Now, this is very interesting machlokes agav. You could ask a shailos like this. This is just interesting to Claire. If, according to Shmuel, that says... that the Tanai works. The Tanai works, that there's no Aina. Is it Aser to do it? Or is it Mutter to do it? Is it also like Shmuel? It's just that, Lamaisa, just like Bakarka, we said, that there's no Tviya of Aina, but it's still Aser for you to rip him off. Just like Bakarka, there's no Tviya of
Aina. Let me just finish.
Not Dine Shemaim. The Isra Aina applies. It's just that you don't have the Tviya of the moment. Just like Bakarka, you can't give back, you can't come back to me for the six and up, and I'm not allowed to rip you off. It's also, you were over the Isser of Lo Sainu. Or, no, according to Shmuel, you took off the whole Isser. So it's very interesting, Shaila. How do we paskin in this Shaila? Do we paskin like Rav? Or we paskin like Shmuel? Now, it comes out very interesting, because the halach is, we paskin like Rav B'Isuri, and we paskin like Shmuel B'Dini. So the question is, who are you paskin like? If you say that Shmuel also agrees that it's Aser, so the only nafkamina is Mammon.
Right.
So the only nafkamina is Mammon, we should paskin like Shmuel.
Right.
But my son, we pass it like Rav. It's the Lacha Kirav B'Isuri. So it would seem to me from there that obviously according to Shmuel was Mutter. And therefore, according to Rav, it was Aser, and we pass it like Rav B'Isuri. So we pass in that you're all, that even if you make this Tanai, the Tanai doesn't work, and the Tviya still remains. Okay? Now, here comes the very interesting point. Okay? Let's see the Shulchan Aruch.
So even with Mammon.
Yeah.
In other words, you can't be Michael.
You can't be Michael because you didn't know.
You can't be Michael because of the story.
No, well, oh. So you just said two things. Yeah. This guy just said two things, which is huge machlokes achrayim.
Which one is it? That's what I said.
Okay, look at Simon Chafal from the Shulchan
Aruch. He didn't know.
What?
He didn't know.
Yeah, the Gemara does speak out later in the Gemara, when I can read it inside. If you say besferish, that, by the way, there is a Noah here, and I want you to be Michael, then it works according to everybody.
Because then you knew.
Because you knew.
You can't be Michael because of the Torah.
Okay, so now the question is, why doesn't it work when you don't know? If I come in and just sign the dotted line, I'm not going to be Tavei Anai. Why doesn't it work? So is the pshat, let's just say now, is it because, the way I explained it, is it because since you don't know, so you can't be Meichelet? So the whole condition was that you should be Meichel.
You can't
be Meichel.
Because you don't know.
Or what did you say? But that's not new mashal mashal kasa b'Torah.
That's a separate issue.
This is still there. This is mechila. We're
separated.
Also, I'm not really being master mashal because of a Torah, because I'm not saying that this should be a sale with no ayna. I'm just saying I want you to be moichel no ayna.
You said the later the one says there is ayna, and I want you to moichel. You said according to everybody, it's okay, it's good.
Yeah, what?
You said later on in the Gemara.
If it's clearly, you know, I'm telling you right now, it's an item which is worth $200. I'm selling it to you for $100, but I don't want you to be. I want you to be meichel the tvi of ayna on me. Right. So that for sure works.
Okay, but is that
master? Why? No, that works. We pass on that works.
Because
it's davar shem b'momen. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda that davar shem b'momen. You can make it tonight because you could be meichel. But the question is, why here doesn't it work? If in case you didn't know, is it because the pashup shad is because you didn't know what to be meichel?
So you can't be Michael. Somebody don't know. You can't be Michael.
Right, but it comes out like this. Okay, let's see the Shulchan Aruch.
He knows he's being overcharged. He has no idea how much.
That's the other. That's still,
so
he knows. He knows it's like no. If you know, if he thinks it's less than a shtos, then it's still the same thing. He doesn't know that there's a tviya of ayna here. But if he knows there's a tviya of ayna, he doesn't know if it's a shtos or more than a shtos.
Right.
Okay. Now look at the Shulchan Aruch here. Sif Chafalef. Yeah. So it says like this. Ha'ayim el chaver. This word for word, the Rambam in passings like Rav. Sif Chafalef in the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Chav Zayin Sif Chafalef. It's page Reish Chav Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, you're there.
The page number bottom.
249.
Where are you reading from?
249. Okay. Ha'im elachaveray. Ha'im elachaveray. Amenas she'ein lecha alai ayna, yeish loy alav ayna. It works. It doesn't work, and you could still claim your ayna back. V'med v'amur in bestam, she'ein yodea kama ayna yeish boy, kidei she'imcha, you didn't know to be moichel. V'ein tzarech loymar, but for sure, imam rolei amenas she'ein boy ayna, that also is no good. If you say amenas she'ein boy ayna, so that really, you're not coming to say mechila, you're coming to say amenas, this mecher is different than all the mechers of the Torah, that you're not allowed to do. Shari yeish boy, aval b'mefarish, ein loy ayna. But if you were mefarish, then there's no ayna. Ketzan moicher shamar lelakeh chayfet zesha ani nois and lachal bekuf kuf. This item is worth $200. Yodeh ani she'ena shava elahan kuf. I'm selling you an item for $200. That's my price. Don't hack me a cup because I know that I'm overcharging. My price is 100. You want to go get? You want to go down the street and get it for 100? You're more than welcome. My price is 200, and I'm overcharging you. But this is my price. But I'm anas, so you're not going to come back with me with ayna. So ain loy anav, and meichel loy ain loy alav ayna. It works. Right. By the way, it's a murdik shaila in the Pisrei Tshuva b'shem Rabbi Kiveger. In this case, so what happened? The guy says, "This I know for a fact. I you're right. The item was worth 100."
I'm charging
you 200. Yes. I know that. I don't want you to have enough. Now you leave the store and you found out that it's worth 90, not 100. So
he lied to you.
So now is there enough? Meaning I was willing to pay. Is the pshat on this guy that he couldn't care less about the price?
100%.
Or the pshat is I'm willing to pay 100% more.
But not more
than that. Now, if you say this, right? Right? So this
right,
is
no,
crazy. Let me just get the whole thing. It's complicated. Yeah. So is now first you could say is the guy moichel the whole thing? He doesn't care about it. No, the poskim don't say no. He was willing to pay for $100 item. He was willing to pay $200. Fine.
5% at that point.
The question is how do you measure the let's say he charged $95. So do you say that he made you ayna $5, which means that it's less than a sixth and it's moichel? Because really, you knew that it was worth 100. So really, the ayna was from $100 into a $95. And the fact that you paid $200 is irrelevant. The fact is, I sold you a $100 item and it ended up being a $95 item. So it's a $5 difference, so you're moichel. Or do you say, no, you were willing to pay $100 extra, fine. But now that you paid $105 extra, the whole thing is ayna. Now I charge you $200 for a $95 item. Rabbi Kiveger says that the way you measure it is that you measure it by so that's the shabbat. Rabbi Kiveger says an interesting calculation. He says you measure it by the percentage that he was willing to overpay. So that means, let's say he was willing to overpay a double.
Yeah.
Fine. So that means he was willing to pay for $100 item, $200. But for a $95 item, he would have only willing to pay $190.
Right.
So you work out the difference between what he would be willing to pay for this $95 item versus what he ended up paying. Is that a sixth? So, well, that's an interesting.
So now that he was willing to pay $190.
And he paid $200.
And you paid $200. Right. So you got, it's $10 out of the $95.
And still, it's not six.
And the whole mecher's butt.
$10 out of the $95 or $10 out of the $190?
$10 out of the $200, right.
Is that at the $200 or you look at the $95?
You look at what he would have been willing to pay for this item. This guy's anyway willing to pay double. So since he's anyway willing to pay double, Rabbi Kiveger says,
Only this is the difference, small difference one is that you have to really be worried about. So you can tell them, you know what?
Okay, yeah, fine. Anyway, but that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's his cheshbon.
Is it still
usher,
even they made
this condition?
Is it still
usher
to do this?
So that's, I want a taina that if we hold it's mutter, it's not usher. If we hold that it's chal, I don't think it's usher. I don't think it's usher because if it would be usher, then we would pass like Shmuel. Because then everyone holds usher.
Who said he's going to pay double? Maybe he's going to pay 200.
What?
Who said he's willing to pay double?
I'm saying, zikr, less. He's not going to be willing to pay 200 for a $95.
The ceiling is 200.
No, you have no right. He's willing to pay 200 for a $90 item.
You have no right that he's willing to pay double.
He's willing to pay up to double. That's what he was willing to pay.
Maybe he's willing to pay double for $100.
How do you...
No, I'm not saying he's willing to pay double for a $150 item, but up to $100, he's willing to pay double. So now for $90, so maybe he'll be willing to pay $180. So now
that's not proof. Maybe he's willing to pay $200 for this item because he likes the item, and this is the budget.
You have no right to that.
Saying we have no right the other way. So how could you?
What do you mean, no right?
What do I know?
This is das.
It could be the case is
that. How could Rabbi Akiva say that there would be that you could? That this is the formula for the enough.
I don't know if it's Rabbi Akiva actually. Maybe that was the other
like
sheet.
Everybody has a limit. I'm willing to pay.
No. What I said now was the other sheet in the Pesach Teshuvah. The Galia Masechta said that. But the Rabbi Akiva said that no, you go by the 200 and it was a not to 99. So more chomer, meaning he says that once you went below the threshold of what you told me the value was, then I can go back on the whole aina. I was willing to pay $200 for a $100 item. Now it's worth $95. Then you gave me aina $105. Fine. Now let's go back to the Ikker case because this is very important, very gishmak. So the Ikker case is again the guy says Amanash in lachal aina, and the Gemara says lo yada de kamachel. Fine. So here's a huge machlokes. It starts off as a machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos. Then it goes to machlokes between the Sma and the Lavush. Then it goes to machlokes between the Ketzos and the Nesivos.
Bottom line.
Here's the machlokes. The Shaila is, when a guy says, Ein lecha alai oina, okay? And lo yada de machel. Is the pshat like this? That really, I'm making a tanai with you. I'm an ass that you should be moichel the oina. That tanai, Rav holds, is not against the Torah. So Rav holds, you can make such a tanai. Norvos. The tanai works, but the problem is that the mechila didn't work. I wanted to do like this. I'm making a sale with you. Here's the price. I don't know the price. I'm making. We're shaking on it. That we're making a condition in the sale. The sale is conditional. Amenas that you do not come and taina oina, okay. And you're, so I want you to be meichel right now all the taina oina. The Gemara says layada de machel. You weren't able. It's not chal the mechila because you didn't know about it. So it's not chal the mechila. Okay, so Zok the Ktzais explains the Tosfos and the Sma. The Ktzais says like this: the Tanai worked, just your Mechila didn't work. So what ends up happening is that you have a sale like this. There's a condition in the sale now. The sale is conditional that the whole sale is only on Manasa. You don't request me for the Aina, but you were never Mechil the Aina. So you can still come back and ask for the Aina. But if the Lekech asks for the Aina back, the Moicher could go in and say, okay, I'm nullifying the whole deal then. Because let's say you overcharge me by exactly a sixth. So what we say is the halach of a sixth is that the Lekech got overcharged by 1/6 exactly, is allowed to, the sale is final, and he's allowed to get back his money. Right. So he's going to go back to the Moicher and say, I want my sixth back. Right?
Right.
So the Moicher could say, oh, the sale's conditional. That you told me you weren't going to request the money back. The money back, I'm nullifying the whole deal because it was conditional.
Give it back.
So that means that even though the Tanai wasn't chal to the point that the Mechila actually is a built-in Mechila because you could still get it back, but it's still chal the Tanai in the Mecher that could be Mevatel the Mekach. Uh-huh. So you could still be Mevatel the whole thing because the Tanai is there because there's no Masa Mashakasa Batoira. That's the Ketzais learns like that. Very interesting pshat. But the Nesivos argues, and Nesivos says that wasn't the Tanai. The Tanai was that Amanas, he bases it on the Nemuki Yosef. That he says like this, if I make a Tanai, Amanas, you should be Moichel me the Aina. But you don't end up being Moichel the Aina because you didn't know about the Aina, so there was no Mechila. So it ends up that really, what was your tanai? It's ridiculous to say you made a tanai. I'm not sure you should be moichel me something that you don't know. So obviously my kavana was, al menas that the mekach doesn't have in it, oina. So that's a masa masha kazubatara. So according to the nesivis, if you make such a tanai, it ends up being masa masha kazubatara, and the whole tanai doesn't work. So therefore, the mecher is a regular sale with no conditions at all attached to it, and therefore the guy can ask back for his sixth, and he can get back his sixth. And the mecher can't be involved in the mecher. It's a good mecher, and there's no conditions and no strings attached at all. You understand?
But he gets
it's
back,
a slight difference, back, but it's a huge difference
six.
In halacha.
But he gets back to six.
He can get back to six. And also the question is that does this thing, we paskin, you can't make such a condition unless you're mafarish. Is the reason for that because if you weren't Michael, so you can't be Michael, but the condition is still there, the tanai is still there, so the sale is conditional. Or, no, you can't make this condition at all. The sale, the condition is not, the tanai is not chal on the sale, the sale is unconditional sale, and it goes back to all the regular halachas of a regular sale. So now it's, in other words, the guy came back
and...
Why do we say the sale is good? I mean, it's in general, I guess. Why do we say the sale is good if it's a tzal because of the Torah, that the sale is good, there's just no tanai?
Okay, so that's a good question. So what Avraham Elazar is asking is like this. Let's say I make a condition, a tanai. I want to sell you this with a certain condition against the Torah. So we say, Masan Kashar Torah, your tanai is no good. When my tanai is no good, but I only had in mind to sell you this with these conditions,
and if
these conditions aren't met for whatever reason, so then the whole tonight should be, the whole sale should be gone because I didn't know that, and I only wanted to sell it with this, you know, implicit condition, and the conditions not. So the halacha is reason for that is because
that's not a bottle that the Torah says that you can't do this and that
no. So then fine, I'm not going to do it. So I shouldn't do anything.
But why is it?
Well, let's say kiddushin. Let's say you hold even though Rosh Hashanah tonight bottle.
Right.
So, or you made a funny condition. You said a condition al manas that, you know, you shouldn't be zakek liyibum or whatever. You made a certain condition that there should be no yibum in this marriage because she really doesn't like your brother.
Yeah.
And she's not even going to, she's really not interested
even.
Any way to get married to you if there's any way that she's going to end up having anything to do with this brother. So she makes a condition with the person and says, I'm only marrying you al manas that there's no yibum in this marriage. So the tanai is not chal.
Right.
So now she goes under the chuppah, they make this kedushin. Afterwards, after Sheva Brachas, the Rav breaks the news to her, you know, the condition is not chal. There's no such tanai. So she says, fine, so then I didn't get married.
Sorry,
we don't say that. We say she's married, but there's no tanai. So what do you mean? But I didn't have das. I only had das to get married if this condition would be true. Right?
Okay.
Now, you want to tell me I can't make such a kedushin? Fine, so then I'm not going to be married. Right? No, because the halacha is, as the Brisker Rav explains, that a tanai is not the pshat that it's I only have das for that. I make a kedushan on all for everything. A tanai is a new halacha. You can break it. If the tanai doesn't work, you can't break it. He says tanai is not das al atzad. It's not das for that. I have das to make kedushan. Period.
It's a separate thing
that I can put a tanai onto the kedushan and break it. So therefore, you have to work out with the halachas of the tanai. What?
Let's see, I want to do it this way. I don't want to do it the way you think it tonight works, the way Brisker Rav explains it. I want to make it tonight the way we understand it.
Then maybe even if the time would be chal, it wouldn't work. Then you have no das. You need to have das. Das kedushin means for everything, maybe, I think.
And by matter also?
Yeah. Das means I have das to do this. There's a new parasha that Torah put in Tanoim that you could break something with a Tanai. You have to work out what the halach of the Tanai is. So that's the shayla of you. When you make a Tanai Shabba Momin, okay, and the tanai shabba momin is for mechila. I want you to be moichel daino, but you don't know about the daino. So here's the machlekes. This is the machlekes. Some say that tanai is still there, just the mechila is not there. So therefore, you could still get back your halacha daino, but he could break the mekach if you respond that way, or
yeah.
It's a clean sale and nothing, no strings attached whatsoever. That's the machlekes. Very interesting machlekes between the ketzos and the nesivos. The ketzos says that tanai does work. It's just that the mechila didn't work, so you can go back. The nesivis says no. The nesivis says
there's no
tanai at all. But the nesivis does say that what happens if you say explicitly? You didn't say almanas she'en lecha alai oina. You said explicitly almanas that you'll be moichel mi oina. And the mechila doesn't, but you know, you can't be moichel such a thing. So he says there, Taka, he agrees that the tanai would be there, and you could, the mechila didn't work, so therefore you could get back the money. Or you could get back, you could ask back for the money, and the guy could break the sale. The guy can nullify the sale. Okay, so that's the thing over here. Okay? So it's a very Sardis Dicka idea about what happens when you make a tenor. So I just want to clarify again, this whole thing, when you said Amanas, Amanas, is the only time that you actually lose your schus for aina is if you speak out, you know, I'm overcharging you, and I don't want you to ask me for aina. But if I just tell you I'm overcharging you, and I know that you know that I'm overcharging you, but I didn't ask you to make a tanai, abanas, that there's no aina, over there we say that there's no mechila, and the lokech could still get back his aina. Okay, so the only time he loses his thing is if your mamash made a tanai, abanas, that he's not going to ask for the aina, and that's why this is different than the case before. Okay, so. This is a pasuk. Listen, I think it's a pasuk. So, yeah, okay, next week, let me just share.